Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. I'm KD Country 94, joined by Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a good weekend for you out there at the regional tournament this past weekend at home, where you qualify five of your Beloit wrestlers and also one Rock Hills wrestler, and Zane Colson, who's now 35-0 on the season, won a regional championship, and Mason Fuller at 106, Tate Kittle at 132, also won regional championships for you, and River Paul Creighton Johnson in second, Braden Burks was fourth. So again, you have six wrestlers that you coach that are headed to the state tournament. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled at regionals and being able to have success there?
Well, it felt really good. We certainly anticipated that we were going to qualify four or five or six, and we had hoped for more. And but these six kids that did qualify just really put together great region tournaments. As you said, we had three champions. Mason Fuller put together an outstanding tournament and avenged the loss in the finals against Hoisington Boy, that had beaten him pretty handily earlier in the season. Tate Cadle, at 132 pounds, a freshman for us, put together a great region tournament and beat a very good Lions kid in the finals and beat him very handily. And as you said, Zane Colson won the region at his weight class and pinned his way through the bracket, and as you said, he's undefeated at 35-0. But we had a couple other kids. You know, River Paul was second. River comes into the River comes out of the region with a 30-7 record. Creighton Johnson was second at 220. Creighton comes into the state tournament with a 31-8 record, and our freshman Forrest Braden Burks qualified at 182 pounds and put together a fantastic tournament, avenging a loss against the Republic County kid. In fact, the Republic County kid, I think, had beaten him three or four times this season, and Burks put together an exceptional consolation semi-match and ended up pinning the Republic County kid to advance to the state tournament. So those six kids just had outstanding days. And the rest of our team, we ended up finishing third as a team out of 22 teams in the region. Smith Center won the region with 143 points. Hoisington had 119, and Beloit had 115.5 points. Minneapolis was fourth with 108 points. But just a great team effort for our kids to finish third in the region. And as I said, Hoisington just edged us out by 3.5 points for second. But, you know, everybody contributed. And we had a couple kids just got edged out of out of qualifying. Connor Cosand, Rock Hills wrestled for Beloit all season, but then of course at the region had to wrestle for Rock Hills. But Connor got beat out in a very close match in the consolation semis. And Brennan Walker, 160 pound freshman for us, also had a tight match in the consolation semis and got edged out.
Again, we're talking with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. When we come back here on the Locker Room Chats, we'll get the take on the state tournament this weekend for the Trojan Wrestlers and for Zane Colson of Rock Hills.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're still with Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, just how do you feel about the kids and how they've done this season and then headed into the state tournament here this weekend?
I can't say enough about our kids, about the progress that they've made, and I've been saying that all season, every week, talking to you about the progress that these kids have made, and you know, I think we definitely saw it again at the region. These kids just showed no fear and stepped up and battled, you know, we ended up putting six into the state tournament, and I'm very much excited about all six of these kids being in the state tournament. I really like the draw, the first round draws that we have, and I am very excited for these kids. I think all six of them have the ability to medal in this state tournament, and that would be very exciting. And of course, Zane Colson is going for a state title, undefeated. He placed fourth in the state tournament last year, and he's certainly not happy with that. He's going back this year, and his definite goal is to win a state title at 152 pounds.
Again, Andy Nemchek, the head coach of the Beloit wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, thanks for the time, and we wish you best of luck at state coming up this weekend.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday night wrestling locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Nate Brown. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nate Brown with us now, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, it was a long season probably with just Lance wrestling for you there late down the stretch in the second semester. Lance Kayser there, he finished out regionals this weekend. But tell me, how proud are you of Lance for sticking this out and seeing some of the improvements that he made here this season for your squad?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, proud of the kid for – It's tough when you're going kind of a lone guy going out, and so, you know, it's, and we battled with the tournaments being called off, and we were out three tournaments, so that kind of hurts too. I mean, practice, and then you never get to go out and actually, you know, wrestle some kids. So, you know, I think I might hurt a little bit, but nope, he's done well. And then we had a talk after his match on Saturday, and that come back next year and do some things in the off season. You know, some things we could work on as well to. Just here and there, but, you know, get involved in other sports as well and come back next year. And he said, yeah, he'd come back next year and give her a shot. And hopefully we add a few more. We've got some eighth graders that are coming up, so, you know, it'll be freshmen next year. And hopefully get the team kind of have a couple more anyway to go. So, no, like I said, I'm proud of the kid. He's a, you know, and most of the wrestlers are all good kids. They're out, you know, trying to do the best they can. And he's definitely one of those kids that, it's a great kid and good to have be around and good influence for others. So, you know, I appreciate what he's done. And like I said, looking forward to next year, so that's good. I said when you're a sophomore, it's, you know, it takes a couple of years to kind of get, you know, get everything in. And so I think you can see that too just watching the tournament. We watched some other kids, as you know, and talking about where they were at when they were sophomores. And so I'm looking forward to it in the future.
You brought up, and I want to touch upon this real quick, some of the eighth graders that you have out there in junior high wrestling. You know, I'm friends with some of the parents on Facebook, and it looks like you've had some kids with some success here on the junior high mats this year. I know the key is trying to make sure you get them out on the mats in high school, but as you look forward to that, a little bit about your junior high and some of those kids that could translate to high school.
Right, yeah. There's the high kid will be out next year, I believe, and his brother is obviously a qualified for state, you know, every year, and then state placer twice. So, you know, he's got some wrestling background, so that helps a lot. And then, you know, and it just depends on who else comes out. But some other kids that's going to throw in there that maybe don't have that tradition family wise, but they're doing well. So, you know, we'll see, kind of just see what happens, and take whatever we get, and hopefully move on. And again, it's one of those sport. It's a tough sport. Otherwise, you know, we'd have a lot more out for it, but a lot of self-discipline has to happen, and you don't, you know, it's glory if you win. And if you don't, you know, there's no one else to turn to or say, hey, well, if they would have passed me the ball, I could have done this or that, or, you know, or the football, you look at, well, if they block better, it's you. You're happens. If it's good, it's your fault, and if it's bad, it's your fault. So, but that's the joys of wrestling. So,
Nate Brown, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us throughout the season here in the Locker Room Chats. We always enjoy talking with you, and best of luck down the road, all right?
Yep, thank you, and thanks for all you guys do for the sport and for all the sports, really, for this area. We appreciate that very much. So thank you, Dustin.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and their head coach, Brock Hutchison. The Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each week by Landmark Implement and Smith Center, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brock Hutchison joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling team. A fairly good weekend for you, Coach, out of the 3-2-1A regional at Beloit. You took the team championship there over the weekend with 143 points ahead of Hoisington in second with 119. Beloit was third, 115.5. But along with those 143 points and a team title, you qualify 7 for state. First of all, just overall, how do you feel about the team performance and winning that championship on Saturday?
Well, I think we went into the tournament with high expectations like we normally do. Going to any tournament, any duel, anything like that, and the kids really stepped up, and I'm really happy for them. It's just another thing that makes a coach right, when he has high expectations and you make your kids work so hard that there is something nice at the end for them. So they were really happy, and they they deserve to be. We enjoyed it, and now it's back to the grind on today. So.
You get 7 of your 11 wrestlers that competed there to go to state, and Jacob Kirchhoff was just one win away and almost had 8 there. But as you look individually, was there anything that stood out to you, or is that basically what you expected going into it?
Oh, I don't know. You always expect our expectations at Smith Center are kind of high, so I'm disappointed that those kids didn't make it. Andrew Wilkinson was another one. We threw in a kid at 132, and he got a win for us. And 195, Colton Harris, they've got a win for us. So everybody that we took in the tournament scored points for us. So, anytime that you can do that, I think that's a really nice thing for all those kids because they all contributed that way. But, things happen. Kids always step up during this time of the year that might not have wrestled so good throughout the whole rest of the year, and they, you got to be on your A game, and you got to be that way next week as well. So it's I'm happy for our kids. I think they all were happy and ecstatic that we won a team title.
We're talking with Brock Hutchison, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We'll go over state coming up this weekend for the Redmond on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Coach Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling team. Coach, again, with seven wrestlers headed to state this weekend, I know you don't always necessarily get into those brackets and look real close at them as far as that's concerned. You're just kind of focused on match one and what your kids can do. But when you kind of look at overall the team and the wrestlers that you've got and the competition they'll see, how much success do you feel you can have out there at the state tournament this weekend?
You know, success sometimes is where you draw in. And, you know, you never know. The Eastern schools, they have more parity now. It used to be that, you know, you wanted that kind of wanted that draw. But, I mean, the tournament has gotten tougher over the last, you know, probably 10 years. It's because those Eastern schools are closer to, they can work out, you know, pretty much all year round. And that hurts us a little bit where us, our small school kids, we, you know, we tend to stick to two or if not three sports. Most of the kids that are on our team are three sport athletes, you know, so they don't really just focus on one thing. But, I don't know, I'm happy with our draws and, we'll just see where it takes us. And, you know, we always treat this state tournament as a business trip. We don't, treat it as anything other than that. We'll have fun, but it's business first, and then, you know, the reward should be at the end of it.
You talk about the business first aspect, but what's the most exciting part of going down to state and seeing your kids compete there?
Just that they made it there, you know, and then for the kids that are just first-time qualifiers, it's you got to kind of reel them in. It's kind of like a big fish out of water. Mm-hmm. Their eyes are big and wide open. They don't know what to think. But it's, you know, it's just exciting. It's a deal where the reward in wrestling is a huge reward of just seeing a kid and how happy they are to be a state qualifier. And it's a big accomplishment. It's not like something that's done all the time. You know, if it were easy, everybody would do it. But that's probably for coaching-wise, it, you know, it's exciting. And parents, you know, you look up in the stands, and I had a dad with a tear running down his cheek. I'm not going to mention any names.
Yeah.
He knows who he is. but, you know, that's the best reward you can get right there. It's just all the hard work that these kids put in, and then they make it, and you're like, yes. And I told you if you did that, it'd be all right, you know. So it's fun.
Brock Hutchinson, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here on our Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck to the kids out of state this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage, as always.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Smith Center and Nutrien Ag Solutions of Beloit.
Landmark Implement is hosting their annual Planter Clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 19th, 20th, and 21st. The Planter Clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 19th through the 21st in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
We wrap up our weekly Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Lincoln Leopard Wrestling Head Coach Tommy Knapp. The Leopard Wrestling Locker Room Chat is sponsored by NCKSSports.com.
Now, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, and we're talking now with the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, and also this part of the season, so in Lucas Wrestlers, head coach Tommy Knapp. You went to regionals in Beloit here this past weekend, Coach. You qualified two for state. Chance Bath was a regional champion there at 145 for your Lincoln Leopards. And then for the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, a 220-pounder, Trey Berrientz has headed to state for the second straight year as he finished in fourth there this weekend. Just as you look overall, first of all, let's talk about those two and the tournaments they put together, Chance being a regional champion and Trey at fourth. What do you feel about the way they wrestled there this weekend?
I mean, overall, I was quite happy with how both of them wrestled. So Trey had a very hard bracket, and he did what he needed to make it to state. He wrestled a very smart match in order to get to state. I was very happy overall with how he did. Chance wrestled quite well as well. I knew he had a chance at being regional champion. He did pretty much everything. He left no doubt. He wrestled really well, and he did what he needed to do. So I was very happy with both their performances.
When you look back, though, at some of the other kids, I know it wasn't as successful of a weekend as you might have wanted for the rest of them, but they all got out there on the mats and did their thing. Just overall, as a team and as a unit for both Lincoln and Sylvan Lucas, what do you take away from the rest of the kids and how they wrestled over the weekend?
I mean, several people had their best performance, at this tournament. One that jumps to mind was Dalton. He was essentially getting better, a lot better in February, and I was very happy overall with the way he wrestled. And he's not the only one, but he's the one that jumps out to mind.
Mm-hmm.
So honestly, the main focus for me is making sure the kids are consistently improving and that they were showing improvements even if they didn't make the state. So I was overall happy with everybody's performance.
And we're talking with Tommy Knapp, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs wrestling teams. Here, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the state wrestling tournament for Chance and Trey after the break on Katy Country 94.
Have an athlete who has had a banner week of athletic prowess? Nominate her or him for the ncksports.com Cunningham Telephone and Cable Athlete of the Week. Visit ncksports.com to nominate, and maybe your favorite athlete will be selected to be that week's Athlete of the Week. Plus, for the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams involving the North Central Activity Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia, visit ncksports.com today.
And back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Again, we're with the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards and Sylvan Lucas wrestling teams, Tommy Knapp, here in the postseason. Coach, getting ready now for the state tournament. The brackets are out, so let's first start with Chance Bather at 145. I don't know how much you go into the brackets early, but Chance is 33-3, and he'll take on a freshman, Tristan Rathbone of, Hill City or Hillsboro, one of the two. I don't have that in front of me. But when you take a look at the matchup, though, and the bracket that you're in with 145 with Chance, how do you feel his chances stack up to maybe get a medal and have a lot of success here at state?
Overall, his quarter's definitely not bad. He should have a chance. Once again, every single tournament, you have to perform. You have to go out there and win the matches, but he'll have a shot in both his first and he should have a very good chance of making semifinals, which would obviously make him a state placer. And after that, we'll kind of see what's happening. By no means is he guaranteed that he has to perform, but I think he will have a very good chance at winning both of his first two matches, but he has to go out and do it, so we'll see.
When you look at Trey at 220 then for Sylvan Lucas and for your squad, 28-13 against the 22-9 senior Charlie Nordquist, I know when you finish fourth, you're gonna be put in a different spot there on that bracket, and Nordquist, I think, is a pretty solid wrestler from what I know about him, but when you look at Trey's bracket, and I know, like you said, it was a tough regional last week, which means 220 all over the state's probably pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah. Honestly, this is a reasonably good matchup. I mean, Nordquist is a very good wrestler, but we've wrestled him once before, and we were able to come out on top on that one. Mm-hmm. So honestly, Nordquist will be looking to, I would assume, revenge the loss. But, I would say it's a good matchup overall for Trey, so we'll see how that pans out. I'm looking forward to seeing the match, I'll put it that way. So we'll see.
Again, the head coach of the Lincoln and Sylvan Lucas wrestling teams here, Tommy Knapp, joining us on Katy Country 94 in the locker room chats. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and wish the best of luck to you and your kids this weekend at state.
Thank you very much.
For the latest news, standings, and schedules for your favorite high school teams, visit ncksports.com. Your home on the web for high school sports involving the North Central Activities Association, Northern Plains League, plus Smith Center and Concordia. Visit ncksports.com. A big thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, Brush Art Corporation of Downs, S&S Drug and Home Health, Mankato Professional Pharmacy, the Guarantee State Bank and Trust Company, and by Landmark Implement. Go online now and check out ncksports.com. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats right here on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Lincoln.